Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Like, what would a stainless steel straw like that be used for?
Drinking. It's supposed to be environmentally friendly because straws are killing all the fish in the ocean.
Yeah, but isn't that high volume drinking? Look how big that hole is.
Drinking what? Drinking out of a bucket?
What? Well, no. It's like if you put this into like a tall thermos or something like that, you could use it in that.
siphon gasoline out of that thing.
It's
amazing. You know, sometimes when I'm on my way into work, I think, how am I going to get my balls busted today? And I never thought a straw would do it.
There's so many wines that are called Prisoner or 19 Crimes, these weird names. They're going to call it Martha's Shard.
No,
have you ever seen Martha's Shard?
Mike, actually, in scrubbing only makes it worse.
And who has the time to sew?
When's the last time any of us in this room have had dessert from one of these fast food establishments?
Who wants to go first?
Remember when we saw Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
I got a chocolate sundae that
night.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been years.
We have a restaurant down here, Oscar, that's called Culver's.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I don't think Carla's back yet. Yesterday. I had a chocolate chip concrete.
Oh, it sounds great.
I was not expecting that answer.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, we got a show today, boy.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Lawns, Michigan, San Jose, California, Artvin, Turkey, Bernalino, New Mexico, Pierre, South Dakota, and Gori in the Republic of Georgia, which is over close to all that trouble.
Right.
Where Putin's doing a, you know, little dance over there, but it gives the news people things to talk about. So that's a, what are you showing him on your phone?
I asked for some information for the show and tell, so we were trying to.
Yeah, I see.
It's a 48 long is my code size.
There you are.
Thank you.
All right, I don't know what's going on, but that's okay. Yes. That works for me. We've got a very interesting opening of the show today. Not only do we have a medical experiment that we'll be doing a little bit later, but
medical?
we also have a just roll with me.
Okay.
We also have a show and tell segment that Oscar was very excited about. So I turn
one
it
for
over
today,
to you.
One for tomorrow, Mike, which I'm excited about because. You know, we usually get garbage sent to us, with all due respect. But once in a while, you're like, God damn it. These people love us and they listen to us. And you know how that feels, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Like when you get something you love and you're like, this is who, it blows your mind. And one of them is from the heart. And I think this one is just sheer craftsmanship.
It is.
So without further ado, you pat for me.
Okay.
And I will bring this into frame. Go ahead.
By the way, speaking of listener feedback, thank you for all the people that said the nice things about the J.K. Simmons bit. I hope the show has a long tail,
yes,
to say
does.
The very
it does.
Least.
It does.
And that's always very nice to get people. And it helps me. It helps me know that it's if you know, when I do something like that, it's nice to know that people care. So thank you for that. I retract what I said earlier about that.
You come from a world of radio where the feedback was instant. And so,
well, and also on our particular. Oh, wow. Wow. Look at that.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a beautiful sign lit
that
from within.
Just.
That says Podville Media, home of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. That's amazing.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's not exactly the proportion.
This is what you wanted, we thought.
That I would
the listener
want.
Thought.
What?
Remember when you asked a listener to make a sign? Oh, you asked us to make a sign and a listener
Did I ask the listener to make a Podville sign?
No. You said, I want a sign that says Podville, home of the Mike O'Mara Show. And this is what he made.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Where's that going to go?
I think it can go in the hall here, which will be great.
I think that looks wonderful.
Yeah.
It lights up?
It's all lit up.
Yeah, beautiful. It's red lights
plugged
from within.
Is that the real logo for Podville, Oscar?
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? What's the gentleman's name?
His name is Philip Layton. He's from Bull Run Premier Events, and we want to thank
Philip. I know that name. Do I know that name?
I think he's a pretty long-time listener. I think he's interacted with us.
He's made us beautiful wood designs in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, is that made of wood?
Yeah. It's made of wood.
Yep. It's beautiful, hand-painted. Yeah. It's so cool. It still has that new paint smell because it's just
It doesn't look like it's made of wood at all.
Yeah.
And it's hollow, and it's got lights inside of it. Can we turn the lights off in the studio so we can really see how it shines?
Sure. I got it.
Tony, you got you can actually turn them all off.
Beautiful. And then can the listeners see it? Can the listeners
see it? Yeah, the listeners can't see it. We'll also put it online here.
Sure.
That's beautiful.
Pone, do you know how to just turn them all off at once? Because there's a remote for that.
Yeah, you can
kill it. He's going to bring it into me so I can do it.
The lighting.
This is embarrassing. I need
yours. Because he doesn't know how to turn off a light.
Don't you have another iPad in there? All we do is buy stuff for you. Jesus Christ.
Look at that.
Yes.
Look at that. Look at that. Now it's off.
Yeah, well, we unplugged it. That's good enough.
Okay. That's okay. Turn the lights back on. That's it. Man, simple tasks. That's God. There we go.
It's goddamn embarrassing.
Right. Pony breed. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. That's spectacular.
Is that cool?
Is absolutely spectacular. That's nice. Well, Philip Layton, thank you very much for that. That's absolutely. And you say you have another show and tell for tomorrow.
I do. And this one is special, and it's no shtick.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No shtick.
Do I even know about it?
No, I don't like telling you things.
Okay, well, I don't like hearing from you.
Well, I'm glad we got that sorted out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On the, I guess my feed, I was aware of the fact that there were some ladies that were playing with straws. And, yes.
I actually have the TikTok audio of this.
Okay,
let's
play the TikTok, and then we'll see if we can pull it off.
All right, here we go.
Out of the armpit.
That is stop. That is a woman putting a straw.
A bendy straw.
A drinking bendy straw under her armpit and blowing into it, creating a wonderful fart sound.
Mm-hmm.
So play it again.
All right, well, actually, now we have her her partner, I suppose, because the second lady does it.
Okay, this is what I have. Just pop her on in. Let's see.
You know, though,
that
I just wish there was just a little more dialogue. One of my great criticisms. Okay, that's enough of them. Thank you. Thank you. Laugh, fat girl. All right. Very good. So anyway, but that's all it is. I like the happy medium when it comes to a YouTube video or even a TikTok video.
Internet.
Bitcoin.
I will quite often use the YouTube for household projects. Oscar started on that. He was the first one to do it liberally.
Yeah.
I do it all the time now. I mean, I there are so many things that I would have farmed out to somebody else that I don't do now because the last one was a digital front door lock, a digital bolt lock that I had to replace. And it's a little weird, pretty straightforward, but did it all by looking at YouTube videos. I will immediately turn one off if it's just some guy that wants to do patter, because there are great ones, and the great ones are usually explanation of the task,
right
to the task.
Mm-hmm.
The bad ones are, hey everybody, it's Chris the Batter Man, and I want to tell you once again I'm doing it. Now a lot of you have gotten in touch with me. It's like I'm out already, because he's rambling, and there's so many great ones out there where people just get right to the task at hand, and you look it up, and we had it with the refrigerators before.
Yes.
I remember.
Where they would do that. Now, I'm in a business where yapping and yammering and padding and taking a 10-minute event in your life and turning it into a one-hour story is part of the job.
It's an unfair advantage if you're getting into YouTube. So
that's true.
But if you're showing me how to do something, I want instruction, not your bio, not your life, and do that. But there's so much good stuff out there, and you can do almost anything. It's great.
The true artist and giver in the world of YouTube DIYs are the guys who take a playbook out of adult videos. Don't tell me how I know, where they actually mark where certain aspects of the video are, where you can just hop to little
on the play line
to where, like, where you not we're not looking for positions, we're looking for actions, like
action,
open like box,
install
right. lock,
so you know exactly when the thing is fixed,
troubleshoot battery,
exactly,
like, all that bing bang boom, that when I see that, I'm like, oh, this guy's a genius. Yep. I hope the ads that I'm watching in earnest prior to this video are right. giving him some sort of income.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? So the whole basis of this rant was those two women who got right to the straws,
mm-hmm.
like I hold in my hand, and they put it under their arm. And let me check. First of all, I think you guys have better straws than I do.
What I did is I actually watched the video several times. I have a bendy straw, but Mike, the second lady used a stainless steel reusable straw.
Yes.
So this is sort of like we may get to.
Where did you get that?
I have it. I own it. And it comes with a small brush to clean the inside.
You are such a fat guy because you wanted to make sure with your body mass that the straw moved all the way to your armpit.
Yes,
let me see how long that straw. Let me see how long that pipeline of a straw
is. Say
that,
it's 13
I think you're going to get the best sound with that. I think it's going to be incredible.
Well, of course, being as fat as I am.
Well, you that isn't that did that not go through your mind?
No, this was purchased. I saw the stainless steel straw in the video. This is actually Julia's straw. Mm. I don't like this straw.
So is she going to want to use it after this experiment?
I'll launder it.
She has two of them.
Yeah, there's two, and there's a there is a scrub brush that comes with it.
Have you used that straw outside of Julia using the straw?
I don't think I have.
No,
no. I like a plastic.
Would a stainless steel straw like that be used for?
Drinking. It's supposed to be environmentally friendly because straws are killing all the fish in the ocean.
Yeah, but isn't that high volume drinking? Look how big that hole is.
Drinking what? Drinking out of a bucket?
What? Well, no. It's like if you put this into like a tall, like a thermos or something like that, you could use it in that.
siphon gasoline out of that thing.
It's
amazing. You know, sometimes when I'm on my way into work, I think, how am I going to get my balls busted today? And I never thought a straw would do it.
Well, I think you're sensitive because like I've hit the mark. Yeah. I think you were concerned that
This is exactly what the lady used in the video.
Oh, I got plenty of
room. Can you reach?
Yep.
There you go, Mike.
I was doing a dry run, but I was just, I'm layered today because it was 42 degrees again down here in West South Florida.
By the way, it's the coldest snap in Florida in years.
Highly irregular.
Mm-hmm.
Snow, I believe, in Jacksonville. It's been very interesting. It's been a not just the idea of having colder weather down here, it's the amount of time it's been chilly. Mm-hmm. It's just cold front after cold front. We're getting another one. Oscar's getting ready to do his. How do we want to do this? Let's not dive in.
Well, can
a little
we start,
showmanship,
can we start
please.
With I probably don't have by volume enough armpit to make too much noise. So let's start with me.
You might be surprised. Why don't we start with you?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So you're putting the bended end in,
yes,
right?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
Oh, it's a straight straw for him.
I got nothing.
You're not able to make any kind of.
And you're,
I get nothing.
You're blowing, not sucking, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, just check.
All right, let me try. Since Rob's got the best straw,
I got nothing.
Try again. All right, here we go.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Hold on, let me do it. You heard something, right?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Wait a minute. You got to get it right up in the crotch
of the
armpit, I think. That's the way you got to do it. Oscar, do it again.
I got it. I'm going to try
flex
again.
Flex your arm. Squeeze your arm
make
tight.
It tight.
You have to make it a tight seal. Keep it tight. You'll be able to do it. Trust me. I know that. What's the matter with you? This is anyone can do this.
I don't think I have enough volume.
That's bullshit. Hold on. Let me try it one more time. All right. Hold on. I love this. Jack Vail, screw you. You'll never be on the show.
That was like silent.
Right. And now with the stainless steel straw that I think should generate the best sound of all.
It is bent. Should I put the...
Do you really drive into work thinking how you're going to get your balls busted today?
No, of course not.
Okay,
now,
all right.
It's bent on one end. Should I put the straight end underneath or the bent end underneath?
I would put the straight end underneath. And then I would go to the front of the armpit.
All right.
All right, so... Am I the only one?
Yeah, no, flip it around.
Hold on. I'm not sure I want to use that end.
Ew, it's your own arm. You know. All right, really? Are you that grossed out by what's under
there? No, it's fine.
All right.
There we go.
No, flip it around like
this way. That
okay. Maybe a stainless steel straw isn't the right straw to use.
It worked in the video, though. That's the thing.
All right.
Yes!
There we go. All right, here we go. Let's try this one again. It's a question of positioning.
It is. Absolutely is.
Nope.
And I don't know.
I gotta take my windbreaker off. Hold on.
And Mike, I don't know if you're getting the same sensation as me. Delightfully warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very pleasant. Now, I wonder if we use less air pressure.
That sounds.
I'm gonna free it up, unbutton some holes here, and do it. Here
we go. I'm gonna try again, Mike, with a little less air pressure to see if we get a different pitch.
All right, this is gonna be good. Maybe my headphones, so I can tell if I'm doing it right.
Mike is gonna go next.
All right, where the hell did my straw go?
Oh dear.
All right.
Strong. Baby.
All right, here we go. I gotta get a better.
What kind of
seal.
Material are you wearing? Is that cotton?
No, it's synthetic, like golf stuff.
That was
a good one.
That second one was a seductive one.
That second one was like a Thanksgiving day.
You gotta change the shorts now.
Beautiful. Excellent. Good work, Beautiful. Mike.
Success.
Beautiful.
Wonderful success. My son is going to have a fun afternoon when I get home. Well, Oscar, you want to give it one more try? Do you want to give it one more try? You got to really make it. You can do this.
You can do this.
Rob, you're not doing very well with the stainless steel.
You're right.
I got to get the microphone down by your
head. I'm getting it. I'm not getting anything, but I'll try.
Well, that sounds like a.
Oh, that was a good one.
I can't get anything.
Nothing? Oh, no, nothing. You guys are lame. I swear to God, it's easy to do. It really is. There it is. Oh, my God. Fantastico. Fantastico.
Hold on. I might be onto something. Hold on. I think you can vary the air pressure.
Sounds like a dull ringer.
It feels like it's you're on an airplane and this is what you would hear.
Yeah, prop plane.
It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
It's a big win.
It was great. Thank you to those ladies.
We want full credit.
Yeah, I mean, that's worth it.
Yeah.
It looked like it was real and it looked like it was easy. And
yeah.
So that's what it is. When it's more of a challenge, that's difficult. That's a difficult thing. But I like that. And amuse yourself at home with drinking straws. Bendy straws are preferable. I don't think you need a long straw. I think I would venture to say that's an average size straw, correct?
Yeah. Standard. And
now I just have to resist
straws.
The urge to do it for the entire show, which I could do.
You can get stainless steel that straws would go. At Target.com through the Mike O'Mara website.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that plug.
Wonderful. Strong. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. So, Florida is, oh my God, yesterday, not today. Yesterday, there is this sweet old guy. And I mean, he's old. Mm-hmm. And he's out with two doggies every morning. It's his thing. He's a big waver. He is dressed.
So you
yesterday.
Like this guy. You like this guy.
Well, I like the look of him. I've never talked to him because he's all the way down on the end of the street. I drive by him. I do the wave. It's maybe on the way into school yesterday. I want to say it was 48 degrees, which is cold for down here.
Yeah.
And I come back and he's out with his dogs and he is dressed like his mommy dressed him. He is dressed seriously like he is about to summit Everest. It was incredible.
Now,
I don't think I've ever seen anyone that warm. Yes.
Because because they're unaccustomed to getting sub 50 degree temperatures down there, mm-hmm. are people ill-suited to be dressed warm?
Oh, no. These are old people,
Rob.
Oh,
so they're ready for it.
You're never going to be. You might be ill-suited to many things being in your 80s. You are not ill-suited to a cold snap. There, I've seen a lady out in a parka when it was 71 degrees. That is not an exaggeration. They have it down here.
You get colder as you get older, right?
This is true.
You get colder as you get older. Yeah. That's why you'll see an old lady and you're like, oh, my God, it was 85. Why is she wearing a frigging cardigan?
That's why I call my parents the glowworms, because every time I see them, they're bundled up.
I have to do it one more time.
Yeah. Glowworm.
Please bear with me.
Yeah, of course.
No problem, please. Shh.
Nope. I'm going to perfect that.
Mike,
I'm gonna
can perfect I try with a bendy straw just for fun?
Oh, I bet you're going to get a heck of a response with a bendy straw. Go ahead. One more time.
Okay, hold on. It almost doesn't.
So many layers of clothing on Rob.
I know. Hold on. I did
miles and miles of fabric. Yeah. Instantaneous. Oscar likes it too. It is the dumbest show in the world. By the way, there is a group of people out there listening.
Better than the steel, Mike.
These are the people that are loving this moment, and those people I want to share my love for, too, because I still think there's nothing
truly better
than that.
Yes.
You are truly our people. So, I think that ultimately this is the time of year, as they've all now been down here about a month, that I begin to have to psychologically prevent myself from hating on the snowbirds. They're down there. But the other night, I have a neighbor four doors down. For the almost decade I've been down here in West South Florida, I've always said this. We have the greatest Chinese restaurant, Peking Gourmet Inn, up in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
that I've ever seen. It was fantastic. And I never had anything like that up in my hometown. So it was really great coming down here and finding a place like that. Since I've moved to West South Florida, there's nothing other than the chain restaurants and the kind of fast foodie Chinese places in a strip mall, which
sure.
I never go to. There's not great, and people say it all the time, especially people from like New York, that'll say there's not good Chinese food. I've got or Chicago. I got a neighbor down the street.
You know what, Mike? Amazingly, Nancy. Los Angeles too. When Dick Van Patten visited us to do Donkey Basketball,
yes.
he was mind blown when we went to Peking Gourmet, because he said there's no good Chinese food in Los Angeles. And he's a New York guy, so he remembered it from being a kid.
New York, probably the gold city. It's got
Chinatown,
fantastic
yeah.
places. Yeah. So my neighbor Nancy comes over. She drops in. She loves Michael, and she brought him like a megalodon tooth for Christmas
cool.
belatedly, and came by, and she said, oh, by the way, and these people are foodies. That is what they do. He's an incredible golfer, a hell of a lot better than me, but she, they don't have kids down here, and their thing is food. Foodies. They go out and they know, and their recommendations are, I think they're batting like almost 1,000 when it comes to places they say to go. So she comes down, she goes, oh, by the way, we found one. I said, well, we found a Chinese restaurant. Now, when you're talking to a fat man.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you say that, you're saying something like that. I found a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Exactly,
because, you
yeah.
know, because there's nothing worse for you. And if you really want to know about it, rent the movie Fatso and watch Dom DeLuise. When he pulls off to the side of the road and eats all the Chinese food before he gets home.
Yeah.
Listen to the fat guy that we play, the clip, and he talks
yes.
about, I came home and had Chinese
That's
food.
That's right, exactly.
Chinese food is a fat,
food.
It is a fat delivery system. Ultimately, that's what it is. Well, Saturday, the stars aligned, and we decided that we were all going to head out. Michael with his friend Jake, who was sleeping over that night, and John and Nancy, our friends.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs.
Get your straw ready.
Pork chops.
Go ahead.
Right. 24 frankfurters. I'd eat a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Yeah. And don't write me and ask me where it's from, because I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a long time
ago. It's
an old tape.
It is.
So the... We all end up at this place. It's John and Nancy, Carl and me, and then the two Rugrats.
Yeah.
And so not only was it as advertised, it was very good. Was it Peking Gourmet good? Good? No.
No, nothing
But was
is.
It good enough for down here? Yeah. But it was also marked up, which pissed me off a little bit. Chinese food should never be. Compared to like an average Chinese restaurant, you know, probably a little $5 on top of the price of entrees.
Yeah, like what, $15 an entree?
Like $20 an entree.
Probably, yeah. How was
yeah, the, right? Right? I thought so too. I thought like silly.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. There's a lot of broccoli in there.
If you buy a Peking duck at the Peking Gourmet, and how much is it going to cost you in Falls Church?
It's like
for a whole duck for the table.
I think it's 50 now. $50
okay.
I think.
This was 55.
Yeah. But,
all right. I thought that was high.
But well, look.
For their duck, it probably is.
Big meat and big poultry has got us by the short hairs. So I only asked.
Because everything's expensive
I had Chinese with my parents this weekend, and I asked my dad, I said, how much was the Hunan Delight in O-Town all night? And
that's a great place.
He just goes Hunan and picks Delight. Up. And they have this weird thing, quick sidebar. My parents like complaining to the Chinese place about the portions. So strange.
Not enough.
Like, oh, yeah, so, you know.
It's like the old joke, Mike. Horrible food and such small portions.
So my dad's walking out to go drive, pick up the Chinese. My mom's like, tell him about the portions. Tell him about the portions.
Your mother said tell him about the portions?
There used to be a place in Vienna that their gig was this, that if you got like a General Tso's chicken, they'd put two big stalks of broccoli in the bottom of the white box to make it look full.
Oh, I didn't know this. Yes. I'm unaware of this little trickery. That's not fair to anybody. Come on.
So I asked my dad. I said, I heard poultry and beef that's through the roof. Are they passing the pricing down to you all? And my dad's like, oh, I didn't notice. Because, you know, he just doesn't pay for anything ever.
Even out of that big check you gave him at Christmas?
Yeah, and my mom says, how much was it? He goes, well, I mean, look. So it was like $17 for orange chicken. And my mom's like, that used to be $11. Like, yeah. Going crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and that's where, if you want to know where you feel the bite of stuff like that, if you're somebody who's not accustomed to paying attention to these little details, like most guys who go into a grocery store,
right.
You'll feel it when you want to go in there. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. But
how
getting
is the
back
decor
to
of the place when you go in and you sit down? Does it feel nice?
Not bad at all. Little better than average. Cool. Certainly not like a normal Chinese restaurant. It was very, very nicely appointed. You know, a strip mall restaurant where the tables are just, you know, it's the giant room with the tables just thrown in there. But
you'll
understand
this question. Did it feel clean?
Yes.
Good. That's
yes,
a good 100%.
Sign.
Okay, good.
100%. They've got a history. They moved from one part of town to another. This place has got a good reputation.
Good.
And so we walk in there, and it is slammed.
Ooh.
I mean, slammed. And it appeared to be a little understaffed as well. So you prepare yourself that it's going to be a long evening. But I situate myself at the table for one, two, three, four, six people.
Right.
I situate myself at the far end on the right, directly facing the door.
Perfect.
Because I knew the show I was going to get. And the show I was going to get, I didn't have to wait 5 minutes, was old people waiting to be seated. And I don't know how to describe it. The look on the face of a senior citizen who is waiting to be seated in a restaurant would be, I don't know what it would be similar to. It's a combination of anticipation and annoyance and almost paralyzing depression. And I love watching at them. I'm like, there was this one... I shouldn't say that.
Are they grumpy?
Well, they're the children of the greatest generation.
Okay. They're going to be, the children of the greatest generation do not, they are so entitled.
It's not accustomed
that
to waiting.
If you keep them waiting 1 minute at the front of a restaurant, and this place was turning over tables. I mean, we're talking 5 minutes, maybe, people standing up there, and you're watching this, and they come in. And they freeze like a pointer dog. They don't move. All right. So picture, if you will, it could be a woman or a man.
I love this.
And hands at the side, motionless, just looking. Let me see if I've got. I got to really like channel.
Okay.
The look that you have when you come in there, but it's just like walking out. Like the everything coming out of their body screams, they're eating and I'm not.
So like that. It's not it was fun. It was a great show. Or excitement. It's depression? I don't even know.
It's annoyance.
Annoyance. Yeah. Annoyance. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They can't be in. You are talking about a population that the greatest slight to their existence is inconvenience of any kind. And it's been, and it's been cold down here.
Okay.
All right. And we waited probably, I want to say, 6-7 minutes to get the table.
Nothing.
And the only reason I'm probably not exactly like them is because I got our buddies who we haven't seen in a long time from down the street. So it's like, there is none of this from Mrs. Habersham and Mr. Habersham have exhausted. They exhausted their conversation in the Carter administration. There's no interaction.
Right.
They are talking about wanting to get a batter-fried, sauce-covered piece of chicken in their gullet as soon as they possibly can.
The look so will they remain until they get a dumpling. That's it.
They're sitting there, and I'm watching that, and it's going on and on. And our waiter, Kale, how would I describe Kale? Kale would be a cross between... Jeff Foxworthy and Martin Short as Ed Grimley. Ooh. If you can put that together, that's all right. And he has seen it all. He is so put upon that that this man, you can tell that he has been dealing with, and probably only for two good solid months,
right,
of the real slammed senior citizen business. And so he's like, can I get waters for everybody, you pieces of crap? And I like Kale right away. Mm-hmm. I do, because I like Kale. Is if he's one thing, he's competent. He knows the drill. He knows how it works. And old Kale, with I think there were three waiters in the whole joint, and he slayed the dragon.
Did you open up to Kale and let him know you were aware of his situation? That you were an ally?
Nancy, who lives down the street, who is a Chicagoan and knows her way. I mean, she's a foodie. She knows how to. She's a great backstabbing customer. She will face somebody who's serving food as the sweetest, kindest lady, and then go, I don't think he cut his fingernails in a month. That's the thing. But anyway, it was a very pleasant evening, and we got the place, and I got to see my favorite show, which is the. And by the way, it's my favorite show. If I'm seated,
yes,
and
yes.
Getting food,
yes,
you know,
if you're in the thick of it,
because I've always actually had the fantasy that, and it's never worked out that way, that I'd be able to see somebody come in with the hands at the side, and I've already been served, and I can look at them and just go.
May I ask a rube question?
Go ahead.
What makes great Chinese? It all tastes the same to me.
Boy, no. That's a tough question. Okay, all right. The run-of-the-mill average stuff you get would be what you get like in a grocery store, okay? It is a gooey, sauce-covered mess with tiny pieces of protein in it. If you want a chicken dish at a Chinese restaurant, it should be exploding with flavor and not overly sauced.
That's exactly right.
It really, if the reason Rob and I love the Peking Gourmet Inn is because, and by the way, if you're in DC, there's a free plug for them. It's that good.
It's the best.
Everybody there. And there's no sauce. Oh. The sauce is like, it is so perfectly cooked that the flavor and sauce is within the meat itself. They do such a great job. It's not every other Chinese restaurant you go to, it's just this blob of goo.
And another thing, you know, that's very important.
I mean, that's what I'm used to. So yeah. I don't know. I will look at a meal differently because I didn't think about it.
Another thing that's important is that the
oil. Have you been to the Peking Gourmet Inn?
Yeah, but when we were there,
he called it overrated.
I didn't like the ambiance. I didn't like the fact that it was in a strip mall. Like, it should be a nicer area.
Well, it's in a horrible area. I mean, it's one of the magical things
about it. It's sort of hidden. Yeah.
You call it overrated?
Yes.
Ew.
For
Boston.
So many years of you guys talking about this joint. We show up at a strip mall next to a liquor store and a cash place. And
there's
I'm
no
like,
liquor store. It's a post office and a gift store.
Isn't there?
I can also cash Rob my paycheck goes, there if I
Rob,
like.
Rob has lapped us as far as amounts of time. Well, I've been not in the area.
Yeah, and my father also lives two buildings up. So whenever I visit my dad, that's a great
place. Carla's taking a trip up to the Great White North, and she's already made her reservation. She's going to be
there. Oh, wow.
Sorry,
what was that?
I don't know what's going on here.
Another thing,
terrible.
Oscar, that's important for Chinese food is that the oil has to be the proper temperature for the frying of the food. If it's too hot, it's going to burn. And if it's too cold, even by 10 or 15 degrees, it's going to be very, very greasy. And that's the thing about Peking Gourmet is their stuff is so precisely spiced and sauced, but also perfectly cooked every time.
Fellas, I believe it. I'm just saying my trash bag palate only knows lots of sauce and gooey.
I think have you rolled your mom and dad into that joint?
Never.
Ever? I think they would go, if they liked it, if your family is ordering out Chinese food, they would like that. Exactly. I think you should bring your brothers and your sisters and everybody. Bring the kids that are going to pay for it. You know what I mean? Bring them down and, it would be worth it. It didn't do it for you when we were there. Was that the team meeting that we had, the team dinner that we had?
No, I think it was actually my 40th birthday.
Yeah, we got the duck. I remember.
Okay, all right.
We had the big presidential table.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a chicken fingers guy.
I know.
It's just like he's not us.
No, he's
but look
not.
Look at him. He's thinner. I mean, that's the way
it
works.
Yeah, but not by much.
You know?
Hey, I'm down 7 pounds. How dare you?
That's fantastic. Yes. Good for you.
Yes.
Me not too.
Me not too.
Me not too. Me too not. We have to... I had Carla make my mother's brownies last night.
Oh, they're so good.
I ate so many of them, I thought I was going to throw up. Anyway,
but that's a good kind of nausea.
The whole tray?
The whole tray? Oh, Michael wanted them. The kids like them.
Kids like them. Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come back with Homepage right here.
Hey, this is Cam Sinison, and I want to have a little heart to heart. If you're thinking about just listening to the Free Daily Show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! If you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the show, we're talking about Oscar's food. Thank God there's Freshly.
Yes. Yes.
Thank God there's Freshly.
Yes.
Food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs. Then they're delivered fresh to Oscar's door. Other meal deliveries need to be prepped and cooked, but Freshly is ready to eat in 3 minutes. That works for him.
Mike.
No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day at work or swinging by the local fingery and getting the chicken fingers.
I don't think enough people are, and I have friends that are doing this now.
Yes.
We told them about Freshly. They're working from home, and they don't want to deal with like making something. They just want to heat it up, and they're good to go.
Yes.
Look, even the most active person in the kitchen needs a break or two. So Freshly hits the mark. Skip the grocery shopping and the dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. By the way, I like Freshly because if we've got dishes in the sink, I'm going to lose my hearing. Based on the way my wife does dishes angrily.
Yeah. All right. Freshly packaging is plastic. It's very quiet.
Boom, bam.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, but it's the whole dish thing. I do the dishes
clank,
in silent.
Clank, clank, clank.
Silent. I'm careful to be mindful of people having conversations or watching television. Use the Freshly website or app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And Oscar loves Freshly. Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders. Yeah. When you go to Freshly.com/TMOS, that's $40 off. Freshly.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the Homepage.
This is the Homepage, and we had Steve-O on a while back, and it was a great interview.
Yes.
Had a lot of fun talking to him. Steve-O has what he calls a delusional vision for how he can end his jackass persona. So he can transition to stand-up comedy and go by his birth name, Steve Glover.
Ooh.
You know what? It's funny. I never knew his name was Steve Glover.
Steve Glover.
Steve Glover.
So I don't think he talked to us about this, but he says he wants to have a final Gone Too Far tour. I guess this is with his Jackass persona.
Yeah.
Where he does different stunts, like getting breast implants. Steve-O.
Steve Glover.
He wants to get a penis tattooed over his eyebrow. And he wants to have a bullet shot through his open jaw.
Oh,
does that mean like his? Does he mean maybe the cheek? Like a bullet goes through the cheek?
I think it would be like down open through his tongue area and out, right?
No, I think
he's
through, like, you've got your like imagine Homer Simpson, right?
Yeah.
Yelling right through that little gape.
Yeah, but that would go into your head and kill you.
That would go into your brain and kill you, Oscar.
Through, not like through the opening of your mouth.
Yeah, think of like Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll have to get Steve-O back on the show to clarify. He said maybe then comedy purists will take him seriously. Good plan.
Like Alan King?
He wants to be a stand-up comedian, and he wants to be free from being Steve-O. So I think it sounds like he wants to do the most outrageous stuff that he possibly can, and then he wants to become, you know, Steve Glover.
And he'll be respected like his brother Danny.
Danny Glover, the fantastic actor. That's great. All right, good stuff. Good luck with that. Hello, I'm Moira, and would you like some chilled wine? Yes, sir. Don't have chilled wine? No problem. Martha Stewart, she's selling some vino, and so she wants to give her seal of approval to just tossing in some ice cubes. I am someone that I don't think I've ever really enjoyed wine with ice cubes or beer. There are guys I know down here when it's hot that drink beer with ice cubes all the
Not
time.
Not okay.
Love beer with.
Not okay.
I don't like cutting it at all. This is Martha's quote. I will put ice in my wine. I extend the glass quite a bit by the addition of ice cubes. No one minds it anymore, even fine winemakers. I met the man who makes the best Sauternes. And he encouraged me to add ice to it.
You know what? F her for using the word Sauternes. Just call it white wine.
He said, it's fine. Don't worry about it, Martha. We're not going to get insulted. We know the taste, the flavor, and the fineness is there. You can add ice to it, of course. So she's saying that even a fine vintner has said that ice and wine is okay. You know, I just...
You can't say no to Martha Stewart. Her own stockbroker couldn't do it and got her in jail.
That's right.
Well, you know what? I think it's kind of interesting because they didn't make a joke about it, but this is the name of the company that she's teamed up with to make her own California Chardonnay. It's called 19 Crimes. I swear
really?
To God. There's so many wines that are called Prisoner or 19 Crimes, these weird names. They're going to call it Martha's Shard.
No,
have you ever
not.
Seen Martha's Shard?
Mike, actually, in scrubbing only makes it worse.
And who has the time to soak? She's even taste tested it on her friends. It'll be sold nationwide starting February 1 for $11.99 a bottle. You know it's going to be crap.
And it'll take the paint right off your boat.
Here's her quote. I've not really been a big fan of the oaky, overly buttery Chardonnay that exists. Oh, you mean the good stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I thought Chardonnay in America needed a little bit of a redesign to simplify and make a very palatable white wine that would sell like crazy.
That's right.
I already think she's fudging it because she's describing what I would think would be a good white wine
she's
in a negative
it.
Way.
Yeah.
Martha.
But maybe
you know?
We're overthinking this. And I'm not hating on her. It's a business and she's pitching, you know, what everybody else is doing, their own liquor or wine these days.
Right.
But if you're like, say like, your wife goes in and sees a Martha Stewart wine.
Okay.
She's not going to think about this conversation or that quote. She's going to say, it must be good because Martha Stewart likes it.
And I'd like to hear a comment from Snoop Dogg and see if Snoop's ever put his hand on Martha's Shard.
Yeah. More for me, please.
Just curious. NBC's logo, I looked at it, and this is funny.
Yeah.
The logo for Super Bowl 56 went viral yesterday. I don't have it, obviously, to show to you right here, but it went viral not necessarily for a good reason. The logo has the Roman numerals LVI with palm trees on them because the game is going down at SoFi in L.A. But the trees are red, and it looks like there's blood dripping down the letters. And when you see the logo immediately... you see what looks like a horror movie. Twitter's got jokes. One person called it CSI Super Bowl. Another said it looks more like a promo for Dexter. Someone else said it looks like Tom Brady's bloody lip from Sunday's playoff game. It looks like the lettering. The logo is effed up. It looks like it's a bleeding letter like you'd see in a horror movie.
Oh, no.
So happy Super Bowl, everybody. If you get a look at it, if you find it, Rob.
It looks menacing.
Let me know. We'll see what happens. By now, we all know what we can do to protect ourselves from COVID-19. Getting vaccinated, wearing a mask.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. It just
okay, now
up.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. It took
Speed
me a
demon.
It looks like he's bleeding.
It does. It looks like a scream. It's horrible.
It really does look like that. It's funny.
Oh, my God.
And it was the last story. But now there's a more fun thing we can add. Drinks. Another wine story. Drinking red wine. According to a new study out of the UK, people who consumed 5 or more glasses of red wine a week had a 17% lower risk of catching the virus. Scientists believe that it might be because red wine's high content of polyphenol, which is known to help with the flu and other respiratory conditions. White wine and champagne also had an effect. Those who drank 1 to 4 glasses of either of those in a week had an 8% lower risk of being infected. But this is only for wine. People who drank any amount of beer or cider were at a 28% higher risk of getting COVID.
Wow.
Sorry about that. And people who drank 5 or more glasses of spirits each week also had an increased risk. And anyone who drank in excess didn't fare well. People who drank double these amounts had a higher risk across the board because your immune system gets all out of
whack. What about if you triple it?
When you triple it, no. Doing more is not going to help
you.
Well,
sure,
that.
They said twice as much, but maybe 4 times is the magic number.
Fruit wine, though, from Moira Rose. This is my delicious fruit wine, everyone. All right, more stuff that goes in your mouth. Good news for McFlurry fans. McDonald's is testing a new one called the Peanut Butter Crunch McFlurry. Ooh. I'm intrigued. It looks like it's got crushed up peanut butter cookies in it, along with some chocolate. People spotted it at a McDonald's outside of L.A. Does L.A. get all the rollouts? I think they get a lot of
good
the rollouts,
test market, right?
Well, a lot of test market.
They got the chard first.
Martha's chard,
yeah.
Just a little taste. It's not clear how many other locations have it right now.
The ice cream machine is broken. Would you like some Martha's chard instead?
Exactly. They had a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup McFlurry at one point. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. And it was one of the most popular versions they'd done. But it got discontinued because I'm sure they had to pay the Reese's company, yeah. Right? Is that Hershey? Right?
Yeah.
Don't they have to pay Hershey for that?
100%.
There's a whole Facebook community dedicated to bringing it back. So if you like that version, this new peanut butter crunch one sounds similar. So on to the cookie.
When's the last time any of us in this room have had dessert from one of these fast food establishments?
Who wants to go first?
Remember when we saw Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
I got a chocolate sundae that night. Yeah.
I feel like it's been years.
We have a restaurant down here, Oscar, that's called Culver's.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I don't think Carla's back yet. Yesterday. I had a chocolate chip concrete.
Oh, it sounds great.
I was not expecting that answer.
And medium is large, so when you order a medium, it makes you feel better, but it's really a large.
Is that their motto? Medium is large.
Hold on a second. I'll have a medium. I'll have a medium, please. There you go. That's it. All right.
I love the deafening silence that hit the mic. Yeah. When I asked that.
It's funny when you ask that, all of a sudden, busted! Got to be honest when you ask fast food questions.
That's true.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a little something-something now. A 19-year-old student at the University of Liverpool is going viral after telling the story of how Axe body spray supposedly made his nipples fall off.
Oh, no.
And now he'll never have nipples again. He says it happened in high school when he was 15 and there was a dare involved. He was in the locker room when a friend dared him to empty 2 full cans of Axe body spray by letting them blast his nipples with it. Technically, it's called Lynx body spray. That's the brand name in England.
Sure, England.
The point was to see if he could take the cold. Spray deodorant comes out cold because it's under pressure in the can, and he didn't think it would be bad, but it was. Well, I have experience with this. You know, when you go to a dermatologist and, like, you've got a dry area that might be precancerous, they spray an aerosol can to freeze it, and then it just flakes
it's
off.
Like liquid nitrogen.
Yeah,
so,
precisely.
But it was to see if he could handle it, and he was an idiot. He toughed it out and finished the dare by letting them empty both cans, two cans of Axe body spray, directly onto his nipples. But then his buddy, right after that, decided to flick one of his frigid nipples.
Oh!
And it broke clean off. There you go. Yes,
my God.
He says they were bloody at first, but he posted a photo of what one looks like now, 4 years later. It's darker than you'd expect for his skin tone, and it's basically flat. So the bump part, the nipple part is gone. It looks like the cold burned them off, and now he's got a weird dark scar. He says he loves the UK, but he's very, very excited also now about getting a full scholarship to Florida. So should be coming down here real soon.
How will he ever feed his children?
I know. It's you know, I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
We'll take a break. Say that.
No, he can't. Be more like, I have nipples, Greg.
Great.
Can you milk me? All right. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our wonderful friends Cornerstone.
Yes.
Did you know that inflation has hit levels that we haven't seen since the Reagan administration? The Fed is indicating that there could be four rate hikes this year. So it's important that you listen closely. Whether you are in the market for a new mortgage or looking to take cash out of your existing home, it's more important than ever to work with a company you can trust. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial because I've used them. So is Oscar and Rob.
Yes, twice.
So many mortgage companies to choose from out there and so many gimmicks vying for your attention. Cornerstone First is the company that rises to the top. Unparalleled concierge service, the lowest rates, and hundreds of five-star reviews. Everybody I've come in contact with that uses them loves them. No wonder they're the fastest-growing mortgage company in the country. Even if you're working with another company, use them as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. Cornerstone First Financial, the only mortgage company I recommend. Serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show for over 6 years. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or CornerstoneFirst.com. All right, I bitch about the weather down in Southwest Florida, but you two live in the real winter weather. I have no earthly idea what it's doing in D.C. other than Rob coming in today and doing something very unusual, bitching about D.C. traffic. I don't know what's going on up there.
Well, actually, we are in the middle of a small one-day warm snap. It's going to be 45 today. Cold will be back tomorrow, though, and they're looking at some winter falling weather, as Big Daddy used to say, some falling weather over the weekend. But that's not what pissed me off. First off, and this is just a sidebar.
You have the longest commute of anybody on this show.
In the world.
Yes.
In the world, yes. I realized today, and I'm a slave to Waze, because there's several different ways I can get into town, and Waze usually steers me right, no pun intended, but I realized how stupid the drivers in D.C. are. Today is cloudy.
Yes.
Right? On a cloudy day, my commute is shortened by 10 minutes because people are not bright enough to use the visors in their car.
Oh, the glare.
Yeah.
The glare
because
traffic.
I'm
yeah.
eastbound
so
in the morning.
So you're saying on a cloudy day with the visors up, they zing into work as you're driving into the sun.
Yes. Yeah, like the wind. And so when it's sunny, it adds a signet. Folks, there's this flap of fabric on your car. pull it down. There'll be no glare. You'll be fine.
Because don't they have in the traffic reports up there, they talk a lot
about... They mention about the glare.
Sunshine.
That glare in a certain place.
Yeah, sunshine.
I think that Rom highlights... He highlights a different aspect, and I get the glare. This is a commonplace, right?
People, right,
they've never done it forever.
Right.
But I think people forgot how to drive.
There's some of that.
I believe that they were so used to driving in the pandemic where there was no traffic that, and I see this in the city all the time, and I look at the plates, I'm like, definitely started coming back into work maybe last week, where they are slow. You know,
are you bleeding? What's in your hand?
No, it's a straw.
Oh, okay.
My red straw.
Okay. That freaked out. It looked like your hand was bleeding. You look like you look like Mr. Candy from Django Unchained right there. It was weird. All right, there you go.
But watch out. But you get mad when the snowbirds come in because they drive a certain way. I'm saying that the sheer population of the DC area that now has to come into the city is not. I saw yesterday someone roll into a curb in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Trying to get into a garage because they forgot that you have to take a big wide turn to pull in because there's curbs everywhere.
Yeah. Keep in mind, Mike, the entrance to a garage is a narrow 25 feet and you need to hit that in the middle.
I want to compare notes with you since both of you are kind of heading down that idiocracy road, to whether we're getting dumber as a society. Are you seeing more examples of crotch rocket motorcycles pulling death-defying stunts? Because we have that down here where... And I understand I'm going to live forever, like they used to write about the Don and Mike show, where we had that attitude. But the guys that weave in between traffic on the highway going 110 miles an hour, I've never seen anything down here.
I saw more of it in the fall, but now that it's colder, I'm not seeing as much of it.
It's commonplace here.
Yeah,
it's an issue because the police, they're not going to chase them down.
They're not going to chase them down. But whenever I see that, I feel one thing. I say, please, God, don't let me witness
something.
What will happen when somebody's going that fast. Although you watch the viral videos of these crotch rockets and they survive amazing tumbles when they're doing this. But there are people that I just don't know how that I'm talking inches away from your side view mirror.
You'll be casually flying at 70
75 miles an hour
on an interstate.
Right. And then you'll get startled.
You get startled because they're coming up on the right side
and you're like,
between you and the the glass repair truck next to you. And it's like,
pass you crazy. And they're like at a 45-degree angle because it's a sharp turn. It's amazing to see what they do.
And this is a window into my soul. So one of Shannon's ex-boyfriends, shocker, he had like a Ninja or Ducati, who knows. And so every time some guy blows by, I can see a gleam of that was fun.
Hey, Shannon, I'm home. I got him a Ducati.
I can see the gleam of that looks fun because fun memories of being on a bike flying through the highway. I'm sure he had a big and I'm like, because I want to bitch about it, but I don't want to look like the guy that doesn't like motorcycles. Because she's like all happy. She's like, oh, look at him go. And I'm like, I know what you're thinking about.
Admiring. Admiring attitude.
Yes.
Towards it.
Yes.
Duh.
Yeah.
The first time I ever really became aware of it, I was out in San Francisco. I was on the Golden Gate Bridge. And I saw these guys, full leathers, California bikers, flying on these crotch rockets. And, they're going so fast that it totally startles you when they go by.
It's upsetting.
Well, I'm with you. I don't want to see the accident.
It's groovy.
I don't want to see that because
I got to the police what I saw.
If I want to see dismembered bodies due to a car accident, I will go to YouTube and I will search for what is it?
Oh my!
Drifting. Is it called drifting in Saudi Arabia? If you ever want that type of carnage,
honest,
those wacky Saudis.
You just go to YouTube and click favorites.
Favorites. Yeah. There you go. If you went to my YouTube page,
oh no,
you would see
dark man.
Very dark.
Have you ever heard of Hallover Inlet?
No.
No.
All right. My number one go-to would be I get more videos from Hallover Inlet than anybody. Hallover Inlet, two things. You have babes on the back of these boats.
Okay.
But more often than not, it's a horribly windy day. And any inlet when you're coming from the Atlantic Ocean, you know, or the Pacific Ocean into another body of water, has usually a breakwater where it's just ridiculously rough. And
I've seen this. I've seen these videos. It is fantastic. If you're into boats and then you're if you're also into boobs, this is the video for you.
Works for me.
Yeah, it really
Mike's
is.
Mike's mostly there for the boats. Right.
Oh, and the last thing, and I'm not going to belabor it, okay?
You're both right.
But you know what, man? I'm sorry. My father taught me to respect the office, you know, to a degree. And I know we're a divided America, but if I see another Let's Go Brandon F. Joe Biden flag, you want to pop a bumper sticker on your car, go ahead. Put the flag off the pickup truck with the F word for my kid in the back seat to see. What's that, Daddy? You moron. I'd like to see him go off a bridge sometime.
Yeah, Pony, take that flag off your Subaru.
Yeah. Stop it. We got to take a break. Yeah. So I gave Jake a bath yesterday.
I want to hear about this.
I'm an idiot. The moral of the story is don't listen to everybody because everybody's not right.
Put half Gatorade and half water and then see what happens.
See what happens.
She didn't say that. She said that's what she does with her snake. And then I Googled it and then I realized I was in trouble. Uh-oh. Thank you.
I just never picture Jim Amato getting high. I just don't.
Well, he was a heroin addict.
Yes, that was the old me. With a beastly monkey on my back known as junk, horse, H, or Chinese rock. It wasn't pretty. I'd do anything for a fix of China White, Skag, or the snow. Dancing in 2-bit dive bars, selling platelets at the free clinic, or turning tricks for truckers and hobos. Anything to get my smack fix. But then I saw the light. The TMOS Bonus Show, an exclusive shot-in-the-arm hour of comedy that comes to my TMOS app every Friday. Filled with naughty words and profound musings, it's the cure that got me off the horse. Now I'm high on laughs. The results have been amazing. I don't have the shakes, I can eat solid food, and I'm 2 inches taller since I bought my first subscription. Treat yourself to a subscription today to the TMOS Bonus Show and see what good living is all about.
Jim, I'm not gonna go to rehab. I said no. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All around the world, tech companies are innovating and driving returns for investors. Our crowd analyzes companies across the global private market and selects those with the greatest growth potential, then brings them to you, whether it's personalized medicine, cybersecurity, robotics, quantum computing, and whether it's in state-of-the-art labs, startup garages, or anywhere in between. Our crowd is identifying innovators so you can invest early because that's when growth potential is greatest. And I have to tell you that everything I read a lot about markets and what's going on. And this is the time for a company like Our Crowd. It really, really is, because we are on kind of the cusp of a lot of brand new, a new world, if you will, about innovation. Our Crowd's accredited investors have already invested over $1 billion with a B, dollars in growing tech companies, and many of their members have benefited from the 46 IPOs or sale exits of their investments. Now, you can truly diversify your portfolio by investing early in innovative private market companies at Our Crowd. Join the fastest growing venture capital investment community at ourcrowd.com/TMOS. Again, that's ourcrowd.com/TMOS. Thank you to Our Crowd. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I get a lot of, you know, I get airplane magazines that I read. I read Motor Trend. Motor Trend's amazing this week about the cars and the way transportation is going to be in the near future. It's mind-boggling. It's not just Teslas, people. There's a lot going on out there. So check out Our Crowd, and we appreciate that. Now, speaking of retro activities, in my house, I buy the snake. I love the snake. I get along with the snake. Jake is, you know, I'm handling him and
member
watching TV.
Yeah.
I got, you know, as a matter of fact, I'll send you. I was taking a little nappy poo yesterday afternoon.
With and, Jake?
With Jake. Oh, let me let me see if I can show it to you. Carla sent it to me
yesterday. After you woke up, was it hard to find him?
You'll see. You'll see this. Hold on.
I can't
I'm going to send this to you.
Here right. we go.
Hold on. Yeah, so where's the Robin Oscar one? Okay, thank you. I never know who I'm going to send it to. All right.
Your sister's going to get it. What is this?
Okay.
That's a different type of snake.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
So one of the things the lady said was that they, to help them be healthier, you give them electrolytes and you mix half a bottle of blue Gatorade. I don't know why she specified blue with half water.
I know why, because it's my favorite.
Let me hold this up for the people.
Are you going to show the picture of me sleeping with the snake around my neck? It was so comfortable. It really was.
Mike, it's a little horrifying, really.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, if he didn't like you, he has you where he wants you. Okay, he just has you where he wants you.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful moment. And so I put him in, and maybe the order was wrong. I get the blue Gatorade because Michael's got some of the, you know, what are these flavors with Gatorade too? Frost.
Oh, I love the frost.
Frost ice.
I like cherry ice. It. Cherry ice is good.
Okay. So good.
Yeah. So I put it in, and I get a little, how would you describe the container? It's like a little, it's an oversized Tupperware container.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. And it's a little bath for him. Yeah. And so I put half and half, and then I get him out, and I put him in it. And he just kind of sits there and does nothing. And while I'm waiting, and I cut air holes in the top of it, and I just let it sit on the table, and I'm watching him. And then I do the dive. And then you get into one of these reptile sounding boards, and it's just a CF of the first order. And the last thing, right before I pulled him out.
Oh, so you did some research after you dunked him?
Yeah, right. They said, it'll stain your snake.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's true, but I pulled him out after that. It was cold. The water was too cold. I don't know. He's fine. He's doing fine, although he did, like, burrow through his little enclosure last night. So all the, sawdust shavings that I have that's his bed were flipped all over the place. And
was he sticky?
He's probably up now.
Oh, he's probably pissed.
Yeah, he was sticky. I got a towel out, and, Carla comes, walking in. Is that one of our towels? No, it's just it's a dish towel. It's a giant oversized dish towel. Trying to take care of a creature that we're responsible for.
A little help
for
here,
now.
Please, living being. The good news is after the Gatorade, he ran the 40 in 2.6.
No, he's just a little weird last night after the Gatorade.
Squirrely?
He was just he was a little squirrely. He was like jumping around a little bit. It was kind of odd.
He got back to his lair and was like, that mother effer.
What was that about?
Yeah.
He knows I like fruit punch, not blue. Yes.
Still loving him, though. Good. I slept. I literally slept with him. I fell asleep with the snake around my neck.
Did you? Did he climb to your neck, or did you put him there? Because it looks
like
a collar.
I put him there, and then he likes the probably the softness and the pliability of the... I'm talking about the fat neck that I have.
Maybe he's partial to the color gray.
The neck, which would be, if I ever did lose weight, I'd do a nip and a tuck instead of the jowly owly. What?
Pee Wee tapes his stuff back when he films now.
Yeah,
I don't have there's not enough tape. As Nathan Lane would say, you need more gum. But anywho, so that's it. We're working on Jake, and it's great. My son's not into it. My son's into his latest video game, but
I thought he would want to show Jake off to all his friends
at least for a while.
Just like,
yeah.
Well,
it's been a month.
Interestingly enough, the kid that came over Saturday night was named Jake.
Mm.
So Jake got to meet Jake, but I worry with 8-year olds and their, their body coordination and all that, I don't want to see Jake do like a face plant on the coffee table, Oops. But it's fine. And the blue stain, I think, will eventually leave the bottom of the snake.
Now, without the electrolytes factor, should you bathe him? Should he get into water occasionally?
You know what? You know when you're trying to really find information on the internet and you get what is my least favorite thing on the internet, which is a message board?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the worst.
Message boards are, I believe, almost totally impossible to truly get a straight answer. You just don't get the, for example, you'll say, what is this? Somebody shows an animal in their backyard. You get 50 different responses. I think it's and that's where
look
we
for
are
the
that.
Scat.
Get the scat, rub it between your thumb and forefinger, and then give it just a little taste. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to Soundtown
because
it's such a good time. When we go to Soundtown, everybody, on the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'll go check on my blue snake, my wonderful blue snake that I realize would get stained only after I put him in the bath, baby. Yes, sir.
Baby.
Save room for dad now. We'll be right back.
Well, hey there. It's me, Winslow. I'm a Boston Terrier. I'm just like most dogs. I eat, I poop, I fat, I smell other dogs' butts, I pee on things to show ownership, but the one thing that's special about me is my owner. He's wicked smart. He uses the TMOS Shopping Center at MichaelMarishow.com, Target, and Walmart. It's great for dog food, treats, those squeaky toys I like so bad, and carpet cleaner. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to pee wicked bad. Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center, MichaelMarishow.com. Johnny on the spot. Go Sox. Oh, and Sox. Woof.
Woof. Hey, if you're a small business owner, you're busy enough as it is. You don't have time to deal with going to the post office. With Stamps.com, you can skip the trip and never waste another dollar or minute. Stamps.com lets you print official U.S. postage right from your computer for more than 20 years. Stamps.com has been a must for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need and gets you discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle, Etsy, or full-blown warehouse, Stamps.com will make your life easier. Send anything, anywhere with Stamps.com. Save time and money this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code TMOS. And thank you.
Did you hear that?
Listen. What a sound.
Do you hear?
The sound.
There's a new sound.
Sound Town.
So when I got home last night, something odd. Carrie was not watching a reality show about people living on a boat. She was watching Anderson Cooper, and the crawl underneath said, President Biden caught in a hot mic moment. I said, I'm in. And so, Mike, this requires a bit of a backstory because one of the players in this is Peter Doocy, and his father is Steve Doocy, who you used to actually have Doocy on the show.
Peter Doocy's a nad.
Yeah, and his father, Steve Doocy, used to be like a feature reporter here in NBC before he sold his soul to the devil.
Everybody knows who Steve Doocy is.
But he sold his soul to the devil, and his son has also sold his soul to the devil.
No, when you say sold their soul to the devil, no, it's the way they think, and they ended up getting rewarded for it. So, I mean, they went to Fox. They've always had this proclivity for this particular political viewpoint, and they happen to be, I don't think that, that anybody goes into this as a money-making opportunity. I think that in the case of Steve Doocy, he's always felt this way. And if you want to know his history, you can wiki him and you can find out what he has. And then, he's got his boy,
Peter.
Who, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And he's known for baiting, Democrats when he goes around and does this. These guys are well known. They've been doing it for a long time.
So Biden was talking to the press yesterday, and Peter Doocy asked him about the inflation. And
because that's the talking point that they want to hammer home, that he's ruining the world because of the inflation that's happening right now.
And Joe Biden's not really having any of it.
Do you think inflation is a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
I love it.
Did he say it on? Did he say it directly to him?
Yeah, on a hot mic.
I love it. Good.
I think he must have thought maybe in the back of his mind they were muting his mic in between answers, but I don't know.
Who cares?
He did apologize to him last night, but I still think it's a pretty great moment. Let's hear
it.
It's
a great moment for Peter Doocy too. So
But think.
I'm sorry.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. But, Mike, let's rewind 3 years. This is what Trump was doing all the time.
Yeah.
And people were rewarding him, being like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, what's the difference?
It's the way it is. It's the divided America. I tell you, I could have done a half an hour on the flag I saw flying proudly behind a pickup truck that said F Joe Biden. And it just. Ultimately, that's the world we live in right now, where people are flying flags that say that. And it's your team and my team. And meanwhile, one of the worst human beings in the world, Vladimir Putin, is getting ready to allegedly invade Ukraine.
It's sovereign nation.
And I think that I think about that all the time. I wonder if we were more of a unified front, if that would be as easy. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know how I feel about Putin.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Thank you. The open mic is always funny.
It's great. It is.
You
know, it's a good thing. Really great. All right, Mike, let's get to something that really merits coverage, news coverage. A very pure sound. Oscar, I think they're talking Spanish in this, but okay. I didn't take Spanish, so I don't
figure
know.
Figure it out.
It's a guy. He's thick set, maybe 5'5", 5'8", and he's telling someone how to break a wine bottle over his head.
Okay.
And he keeps saying, key, key. That means here, here.
Aquí.
Yeah.
Aquí.
So he's telling him where to hit him with the wine bottle, and it's a nice long setup. They're going to break a wine bottle over his head. He's like a stuntman looking guy. And
you know, there are a lot of things you could try to break over your head, a beer bottle even.
Yeah.
But a wine bottle, that's heavy duty.
Yeah, well, Mike, you know what? This guy, he's out to impress. Okay. Well, here he is, right?
Aquí, aquí, sí. Aquí. No, pero no con el,
con el, con.
Oh, my God.
Aquí.
Here.
Aquí. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Can I hear that one again,
yes, you
please?
Can, Mike. And also, I want you to play it to the label because he does fall. I'm told right. He's okay. But,
all right.
Aquí, aquí, sí. Aquí. No, pero no con el, con.
Such a great sound. That is Sound Town at its purest right there with that. Oh, it sounded like that. It hurts. Wrong choice.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my God. Aki, aki.
Painful.
Ding.
Yeah, maybe next time, like Perrier. Better. You know, the wine bottle has that little indentation in the bottom of it. It's called a kick or a punt. That makes it stronger.
Don't use a bottle, use a wine glass.
Yes.
Then you'll have less of a problem.
How about a box?
You know what? A wine box. Wine glass. You know what? You'll break a wine glass if you breathe on it in the O'Mara household.
Exactly.
They break all the time. All the time. Shards of glass all over our floor.
Martha's
right now.
Shards.
Yeah. Don't touch Martha's shard.
Now, Mike, I am against talking to kids like they're little kids. I always talk to my kids like they were grown-ups. Mm-hmm. I'm equally upset when people talk to old people like they're talking down to them. That's what I hate about this video.
I hate it. Mm-hmm. It's horrible, and you shouldn't do it.
Sunnyside, Washington, on the left coast of this great nation of ours, is Ruth Fear, who just turned 110.
Oh, God bless her.
And her great-granddaughter is wishing her happy birthday.
Get older on your birthday?
Yes. How old are you?
I have no idea.
110.
What?
110 years old.
10.
110.
I don't believe that.
No, you look like you're 21.
Why, sure.
Well, Rob, hold on. Rob, she's the great-granddaughter, and she's talking to her because she can't hear. She's just speaking loudly. She's 110.
I thought you
were going to talk about talking to a senior. It's amazing what pisses you off. I don't understand you sometimes.
You can talk loud without talking down to somebody, Mike.
I don't think they were talking down. I think she was trying to be heard.
You got
to
speak up. The old bat's not going to hear anything.
Well, I guess that makes me.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
All right. So, Meatloaf has passed, and they say that with the increased streaming and purchasing of his album, Bat Out of Hell, that there is a very good chance that the 1977 album will be on the Billboard 20 this week.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. But another great tribute, and one that was unexpected, is in front of Buckingham Palace yesterday, the Queen's Guard Royal Orchestra played this. Anything for love. It surprised me because he seems like such an American artist. I didn't think that his, I guess, of
very
course,
sweet.
Very worldwide. But yeah, it is a nice tribute for that to happen. Mike, I know that when you get sad, you sneeze.
Yeah, I do. That's sad. Very sad, Meatloaf.
Sad.
So there's a new show coming to Netflix. How do you feel about Will Arnett?
I like Will Arnett. Well, Will Arnett makes me laugh. I like his kind of that Will Arnett voice that he's got. You know,
so
I like Will Arnett and I like Mayhem.
He's got
two guys that kind of look similar. Right? You know the guy that plays Mayhem? Yeah. Mayhem makes me laugh
slightly
every time
tanned.
I see him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mayhem and Will Arnett ought to be do a buddy movie.
Like Brosefs.
This has got a great gimmick. This is sort of like Curb Your Enthusiasm to the next level. The show is called Murderville. It comes out on February 3rd. And the gimmick is this. Every episode, he's a cop. Will Arnett is a cop. And every episode, he's paired with a celebrity partner, but they don't get a script. Everyone else has a script and can react to him, but they don't know what's going on.
Who is they? Explain yourself
a little better with this. There is a new star guest every episode.
And the star doesn't get the script?
Exactly.
But Will Arnett gets the script.
And Will Arnett is also free to improv and mess with them, but they don't know the plot or anything.
Okay. So, all right, that's interesting.
They've booked Conan O'Brien, Sharon Stone, Ken Jeong, because he doesn't know how to say no to anything, Annie Murphy from Schitt's Creek, Marshawn Lynch from the NFL. And here is a bit of the...
Marshawn Lynch makes me laugh right there. I like his TV commercials.
There's some pretty good stuff in the trailer. Here's a highlight from the trailer, but this really intrigues me because I think... If you look at the way comedy has come in the past 10 or 15 years, you're podcasting a lot of this, long-form improv is really at its golden era. And to put these people in these situations, it's pretty exciting. The best part is at the end of this, when he's talking to, he's got an earpiece with Conan O'Brien, and he's feeding him his fake name, okay?
For Terry, Seattle, every day means a new murder case and a new celebrity partner.
Are you ready to solve a crime?
Ready.
Scream it!
I'm ready to solve a crime!
Let's go! What do we got here?
Stab wounds in her upper back.
Ken, get in the position and slowly be dying, too. This is Eva Braunfinger from Germany. Very thick accent.
I'm good at that. I love the cutting.
What's your name?
Todd Caring.
Name is Todd Caring.
Berg.
Carrington Berg.
Son.
I'm sorry. Todd Carrington Bergson.
Field.
And Field.
And you can see, okay. You can
silly
see
and
them
stupid
breaking.
And funny.
It's
right.
So, I think it's going to be a masterpiece. I really, really
and it's
do.
It's Will Arnett doing the, hey, yeah. I'm a grizzled detective guy. Field. That's kind of funny.
So
like
it's called
that.
Murderville, and it drops on February 3rd. So we'll keep an eye out for that. And even though I bemoan Saturday Night Live every week, I always make it a point to watch Update. I like Colin Jost, and Michael Che has really grown on me. Mm-hmm. I want to close with this. Michael Che has a new special on Netflix called Shame the Devil. And this is him talking about what it's like in this COVID world. We'll close with this.
This is weird seeing you guys all in your masks, but, you know, this audience is fully vaxxed. I don't really have a strong stance on whether you want to be vaxxed or not. I just asked for it to be fully vaxxed because I wanted this audience to understand my jokes.
Because, Mike... If you're not vaxxed. That's all I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
That's brilliant.
Right, I like that. Yeah. Michael Che does that, right? And that's his kind of shtick. He doesn't seem like he's going for you, and then he just slides that one in. I want you to understand my joke.
It's a pretty good special.
That's good stuff. All right, good stuff. We got to take a powder. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. No straws under the arms, though, tomorrow, but we might keep them handy.
Always.
If we run out of material. We'll see you tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm a phony, just like you.
Hey, save some for Dad, nah.
This is a circus.
The mainstream media has legitimized extraterrestrial life and is basically saying we are being visited, something is going on.
Sayonara, sucker.
Wow.